roots, FFA's roots run deep, much like a giant oak tree. For 90 years, can you believe it? 90 years, this organization has met to celebrate the accomplishments of FFA members. We're celebrating our 90th National FFA Convention right here, right now, in Indianapolis, Indiana. As the song says, it's our roots that keep us grounded, our roots that remind us where we're from. The FFA jacket tells you, tells us, tells others who we are and where we're from, our roots. It's that jacket that's important to FFA. It is our background. What does it mean for FFA in the next 10 years when we celebrate our 100th anniversary? I'm here to share with you today that FFA is going to have to change very dramatically in the next 10 years to keep up. We must modernize our FFA CDEs, modernize our FFA Proficiency Awards, modernize FFA's leadership development programs, modernize our awards programs, modernize our degree requirements, and become more diverse, more inclusive, to meet the needs of 21st century agriculture. It's no longer to be thought of as cows, plows, and sows. FFA must become drones, clones, and technology. We must change to reflect modern-day, 21st century sustainable agriculture. In our opening ceremonies, the vice president quotes, "The rising sun is a token of a new era in agriculture." I'm here to share with you today, right here, right now, the sun has risen, and it's a new era in agriculture. Today, at this, the 90th National FFA Convention, we must begin and start a new era in FFA. A new era in agriculture, a new era in FFA. I need your help. I want the house lights to come up. They're going to bring them up. They're going to bring them up. Yep, I want to help. We're going to divide this crowd up. And I've noticed that you've been a little weak. I've been listening to you, and you've been a little weak. We're going to divide you right down the center. There's 14 in that row. I checked it. I did count. So 7 of you on this side, you're on this side. The 7 of you on this side, down the center of the auditorium, all the way to the rafters on this side, all the way to the rafters on this side. Your words upon cue is, "I can." And you got to outdo the other side. Your words on this side is, "We will." Let's practice once. We'll do one practice. Are you ready? Here we go. FFA is not a spectator sport. I've always said that. So I want to hear your best this time around. You ready? I can become a change agent for agriculture. We will become a new era in FFA. Now, it's no secret. It's no revelation that change is hard. It's not easy to rely on just our roots. But just like that oak tree, we must shed some leaves, shed some branches, grow some new branches, develop new leaves. We must harness the sunlight of a new day in agriculture. We can no longer in FFA rest on our laurels, rest on our reputation. We're not growing laurels. We're growing leaders, building communities, and strengthening agriculture to lead us into the future. Let's face reality, FFA. There are some FFA programs, activities, events, awards that are dear to our hearts. We love them. But we've got to ask the question, do they reflect, do they represent 21st century agriculture? Are there barriers that keep us from being more diverse and more inclusive? Reality is, in the next 10 years or less, some will need to change. Some will need to be modified. Some will need to be added. And yes, sorry to say, some will no longer exist. Programs and activities do not make this organization. You do. People do. And we cannot fail to meet the needs of agriculture. We must prevail in FFA so that we can continue to be a primary provider of agricultural talent, a primary provider of growing leaders, building communities, and strengthening agriculture. I grew up in FFA. FFA is an amazing organization. And I think most of you would agree to that. It has strong roots, strong history, and we have served the agriculture industry well. However, as agriculture changes, it's time for us to change. FFA in the future will be different. It will look different. It will offer broader opportunities for members. In FFA, we must eradicate mediocrity. We must initiate thoughtful, sustaining, 21st century change to meet the employment needs of 21st century agriculture. Faith in the future is not faith unless we're willing to take the risk. Belief in the future is not belief unless we're willing to take the risk. Our own FFA creed starts and begins with, I believe in the future of agriculture. Now, for a second, again, I need your help. We're going to try this one more time. It's your cue. You ready? One more time. I hope you can say, I can believe in the future of agriculture. I hope you will join me and say, we will become a new FFA. Fear can paralyze. Fear can make us ineffective. However, faith can lead us into the future. A faith to make positive change. I can guarantee you in the game of basketball, you'll miss 100% of the shots you're not willing to take. Even in difficult times, FFA is agriculture's best hope for the future. We must make change. We must make dramatic change. We must dream big. There's not a challenge that we cannot face together. Together, FFA must reach high. We must spread our wings and change to meet the future needs of agriculture. FFA, we must dream big. We must be willing to change. We must take the attitude, if I can, and we will. Thank you, and let's have a great 90th National FFA Convention. Thank you.